مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
أبدا لن نحيد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة, The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this segment, our interview segment on this Monday with Mufti AK Sab Hafidhullah. The date today is the 27th of Dhul Qada 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 26th of May 2025. Let's welcome Mufti Sab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tarakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khair.
Our topic of discussion is Dhul Hijjah in a few days' time, inshallah. Mufti Sab, when will be the beginning of Dhul Hijjah, most likely?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go into Dhul Hijjah and so forth, few announcements. Remember the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. So they are busy. They are pigs, you know, swines and monkeys and donkeys and all these words Allah Ta'ala has used for the Jutlas and the Jews in the Noble Quran. So we saw what they did with Dr. Najran's children, 9 of them shaheed. And one, the husband fighting for his life, one child fighting for life, you see. And now, last night, this morning, that they murdered 30 of them, they in the school and so forth. And the death toll is still rising. So every true Muslim, we can't say every Muslim, because people like MBS and MBZ and them, the world might consider them to be Muslim, but they're pakka murtads and haramis and shaitan, and the rulers of the Muslim countries and Arab countries. So just they out of the equation. So therefore, we speak about true Muslims should read 2 rakat salat, make special dua, Allah decimate, destroy Israel and their settlers and all those who are supporting them, whether it's America, whether it's some European countries, whether the Arab regimes or the Muslim countries and so forth. So that is our duty, is obligatory upon us to do that. Just now I sent Maulana Zahid something. One Arab scholar said that, who are the fortunate ones and who are the unfortunate ones? He said, humus su'ada, that these martyrs of Gaza, they are the fortunate ones, that they are going straight to Jannah bifadlillah wa rahmatihi. And they will be the ones, farihin, Allah Ta'ala will let them rejoice in Jannah and so forth. Do we, what are we doing, you see? That he said, ya hukam al-Arab, and you people who are silent and so forth, what you are doing, you see? Are we khainin? Are we the people who are just enjoying life, as we say? So then who will intercede for us? How will we enter Jannah and so forth and so on? So there's a price to pay, but remember that end of the day, that they will be the fortunate ones and we don't know. So we are the Samitin and Sakitin, the ones who are silent party, you see. Therefore, to sit on the fence is guilty of committing a major offense. So that's the first point we should remember. Second point we must remember is this, that we look at our own country and all that. You see the ANC, from the time they won the elections in the April 1994 till now, that their whole policy, therefore me, I made it very clear, and I'm telling you now, wallahi, it is Quran in front of my head. I never ever voted ANC or DA or EFF and all. So you must remember that today's politics, South Africa, the whole world, is expediency. People look at their own benefit, you must remember this, you see. And why? So that we can get the tender, we can do this. They don't look at the people's benefit. So what good the ANC did? If you look at it, 80% nonsense and 10-20% good. So can you call it successful? I'll say a disaster, hopeless, useless. I was now in the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Trichardt. They say this week, 5 days no water for them. Now this morning I heard 7:02. So every day I listen while having breakfast, you see. They say some parts of Johannesburg and Gauteng, there won't be water and so forth. An easy excuse, maintenance. You understand? is incompetence, remember that, and so forth and so on. So hopeless. Now, see, for us, we are the people who suffered under apartheid, right? Non-whites. So non-whites meant the Africans, the blacks, the Indians, and the colors. So for us, the Boer, the whites made one law. Non-whites need blankers. You see, if you know anything about apartheid, everywhere the boards were there. Non-whites need blankers. Some places they had boards. No dogs and no non-whites allowed in the parks. And I can remember all this vividly. Nobody can teach us about apartheid. Remember that. We were born in apartheid. We saw apartheid and we saw the fall of apartheid, you see. So now Elon Musk is a harami, born in South Africa, made millions here, became a billionaire in America, close to Trump and so forth. So now Trump must have told Elon Musk, you say this, Elon Musk, you understand, Trump will speak on his behalf or what to Cyril and ANC, that no, you must make a way out. So he gets his Starlink here, you understand, Starlink is his satellite and what have you. So now they want to change the BEE rules, you see that? So now for him it won't be applicable or somehow some loophole. So therefore when Malema speaks on these type of issues, we have to agree with him. Why are you making a special case for him, you see? So again, that is a case of bootlicking, you must remember that. And therefore they'll never respect you. When you stand your ground like Ibrahim Touré, he said, you French and you American, you foot sack from here. You get out from here, we don't want to see you here. They should get $1 billion per year. They're making $80 billion now. Go read about Burkina Faso and go see how Allah is giving him izzat and honor. Speaking about that, today our Darul Ulooms, our madrasas, our masjids, our jamaats, all these things here. We need to take a good look at ourselves. Everybody who says we're doing some dini work, some Islamic work, whether it's an organization collecting money for Qurbani, whether it's a trustee in a masjid, whether it's a Maulana, the Imam, the Qari Sahib, the Mufti Sahib, whoever, whether it is a madrasa, maktab, whatever. We all need to do one big thing in our life. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was asked, Ma hiya uqubatul ulama? What is the punishment for the ulama? You see, we like to say we ulama, we scholars. We're making dini khidmat and this. So he said, Abdullah Mas'ud is mufti, grand mufti of this ummah. He said that, talabu dunya bi amalil akhirah. Our intention is to get more and more of this world. But outwardly, we tell people we're doing akhirat. So now we make collection here, crook one, two people here, and all that who are naive and simple and will follow us. So Allah will give you respite. Then end of the day, Allah disgraces that person. And then what can we do? Nothing. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ Chapter number 22, verse 18. یہ رونے کا مقام, درنے کا مقام is something I have to be concerned about, something you have to be concerned about. Today, every person is a journalist. You got social media, you got At-tawasul al-ijtima'i. Remember that word, Mahazahid. What they call social media? At-tawasul al-ijtima'i. Today, tawasul al-ijtima'i, you just press one button, it's gone 1,000, 5,000, 100,000, 20,000, you see. So that is how it is, you must remember. People don't bother whether it's authentic, not authentic. They just forward, you must remember that. So these type of things there. But we must keep our mu'amalat above board. We must be the ones, all this collection, this, that. Me, I'm dead against this. Maulvis going like beggars and all that. Go here. Close your madrasa. Hazrat Mohammad Thanvi Rahmatullah used to say, madrasa chalana koi farz thodi hai. So, apne aap ko zaleel karna to haram hai. You know what I'm saying? So that. So it's not some farz to run a madrasa or something. Go make khidmat there. Teach 2 children, 5 children for the sake of Allah and so. So now we want to show off, do this. Then what did you? And then we enrich ourselves, our family, all this kind of thing. Zillatul ulama indal aghniya. That is what's happening today. You look at our masajid, you look at our madrasas, you look at our khankas, you look at tabligh, you look at 80% 70. The root cause is this, our mu'amalat, our business, all this, all corrupted upside down, you must remember this. There is no hisab, there is no accountability, this type of our jamiyats. and all of them. Tell them you're going to bring a forensic audit and then you see the proper dance. So like that. I'm not speaking of one person. I'm speaking generally. Few 10%, 20% you can exclude. So he thinks if we don't address it because he's going to feel bad and he's going to feel bad, it doesn't matter to us. وَالْحَقُّ وَحَقُّ وَيُتَّبَى Imam Shafi, Imam Malik tells us a lot. They ask Imam Shafi, Rahimahullah, who is Malik? He said, Malik wa Najmun, is a star. Wa Ustazi. He said, you love him. He said, of course, wa Habibi, I love him. He said, well, how come you wrote the book against him? He said, of course I wrote the book against him, with love and respect. Why? We will differ, but we will differ with truth, and we will differ with respect. So these are things we must learn and all. Speaking of that, I'll give you the Islamic year. One day I was there in Makkah, Medina. This happened in Medina. So I landed up there. I was alone. So then they told me that you mustn't stay here, stay here, you must go stay there. So I was wondering what's going on. Anyway, the brother took me there. So this guy had a nice outbuilding. He said, Sheikh, you just stay here. So it was meal time or something. You see, lunch or supper, or I can't remember. So this Sheikh, he gave me a book, Majalis wa Ashari Zil Hijjah, our topic for today. The virtues and ahkam and all that, you see. It's written by Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Salih Al-Fawzan. He's Mudarris bi Jamia Muhammad bin Saud and all that. So he wrote, Ihda'ul ila fazilatil akh al-Sheikh Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Akhukum Ahmad Sudais. You see that? Oh, I thought the date is written. He didn't write the date. So this family was 20 years ago. Understood? So you must remember that. So I asked him, your name is Sudais, so how you call? He said, yeah, it's Ibn Akhili and all that. I said, Abdul Rahman Sudais, how are you? He said, no, our fathers are brothers or something like that. So this book I keep in is very nice. Understood? About this Asharu Zil Hijjah. So let's start. When will the Zul Hijjah start? First point. So look at your calendar today. Today is South Africa, 27 Zul Qadah. So Tuesday, 28th, Wednesday, 29th, right? And Saudi and Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, all that, today is 28th already. The Arab media already got it. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, scan the sky. So if you look at it, you will see 11-hour, 12-hour, 13-hour moon. So you will see that Isha time and then tomorrow, what Isha? Before Isha, it will be made announcement tomorrow night, moon sighted. Where? In Tumeir. Who saw it? That character, you know? That what his name, Mabruk or Mubarak or whatever, the meme his name is something like that. So you must remember, the sun just said, if he cleared it, he said, yeah, I saw the moon. You understood? That's why I call him Moon Samis. My neighbor in Heidelberg was Moon Sami. So these are the Moon Samis. So 99%, inshallah, so that you will see it, you must remember when, tomorrow night, and Wednesday will be first of Zul Hijjah, and the calendar also is saying that. You just have to look at Ummul Qura, you know, your calendar, the Taqweem Ummul Qura as it's called, so you'll see it there Wednesday. Whereas, now we also got a little bit mixed up situation. You must remember that the Wednesday afternoon, evening, the moon is 36 hours old. How can you have a moon 36? It means in the previous month something went easy. You understood? So you must remember that. So anyway, be that. So inshallah, the moon sighted. So the khulasatul kalam, the summary of all this is that Arafat day will be on Thursday, next week Thursday. Eid day will be Friday and 80-90% of the countries will follow. And remember by us, Eid will be on Saturday, the 7th of June. You got it? So that is what we should remember and so forth. So that is according to the calendars. So we'll wait for sighting and see. You see, South Africa's problem is what? We adopt the holier-than-thou attitude. You understand? That is the truth. Very few people will admit it, but that is the truth. We want to be more Catholic than the Pope, if you want to say it in English. You understand? Holier-than-thou. We want that the African countries, Southern Sadiq, if we see the moon in South Africa, they accept it. Whether it's Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, Mozambique, or they accept it. But if they see it, the biggest Sheikhul Islam, Sheikhul Hadith, whoever Mufti Sahib, Grand Mufti, we don't accept it because we should not be Africa. Which Islam taught you that? Which fiqh taught you that? Understood? I'm asking you. Show it to me where it's written in any fiqh kitab that your whole country you can accept, but remember your neighboring country you can accept. Show that to me. Which fiqh allows that? So it's just what we say. No, this Maulana, this Mufti Sahib, this Darul-Uloom, they won't accept it. So rather we just carry on. It's not right. You must remember that. So what is the truth? Tomorrow we go on. So we must leave that legacy of truth. Remember that. The time will come in South Africa, whether we like, we don't like. 2 years' time, 5 years' time, 10 years' time, they will have to accept the Southern Africa or further and so forth. You see, so that is where we are sitting with. Just because some people don't like it, you can debate with anybody and ask him, leave all the emotions out. Let's speak Quran, let's speak Sunnah, let's speak to Sahaba, let's speak Imma Arba and so forth. If you say you're using Shafi's school is this, Likulli Baladin Rukyatu. If they see it in Cape Town, it's only for Cape Town. It's not for Joburg and Transvaal and Gauteng and all that. See? So you're not practicing on Shafi Kul also. So we need to be very, very clear on these issues a little bit. So we Garku Aglika. You see, sometimes these modernists, they make statements. We say, yeah, this guy is modernist. But is it Ali radiallahu anhu's statement comes to mind? Unzur ila maqal. وَلَا تَنْزُرْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ قَالْ. You see, I heard this first time from Mawana Itishamulak Thanvi. I used to go there in Karachi, you know, four or five years, every Friday. So he said it in his lecture. I liked it from that time. See what is being said. It's not important who said it. You understand? First, see what is said. So they said, this guy is here. See, whatever intention they say. They say that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam split the moon. So that guy writes, today the moon is splitting the ummah. So whether we like or not, it's the truth. So we don't have to worry who said it. But if you look at it, that is the truth today. You must remember that. So now you see I went countries, they got 3 days eat. You understood? Some say local sighting, some say Makkah sighting, some say Pakistan sighting. So for 3 different days, they got eat. How you work like that, you understand? Allahu al-Musta'an. And Saudi sighting is the worst. Let me tell you that. Yeah. Regarding the virtues of Zulhijjah and all that, Subhanallah, Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us in the noble Quran, wal-fajri wa-layalin ashr. You know, I remember the words of our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah. So what Sheikh Sabuni used to teach us, and he writes also, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي شَعَنٍ. Allah only takes an oath on that which is important and significant. وَالْفَجْرِ. So Almighty Allah taking an oath on Fajr. I'm asking you, the Ummah today, how many of us did Fajr Salat on time? The men in the masjid, the women at home on time. 80% didn't they? They just sleep. بَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُذُنَيْ. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So the shaitan urinates in the ears. When this ummah don't appreciate, Fajr time is Mubarak time. Allah mubarak li ummati fi bukuriha. This ummah should be awake tahajjud time. You can't be tahajjud, at least Fajr time you must be awake. And after Fajr you should be active. Don't go sleep again. So ya Allah give barakah to my ummah in the early part of the morning. Sahih hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. See, wal fajri. So it can be Fajr Salat, Fajr time, all that. وَلَيَالٍ in Ashr. قال ابن عباس وابن زبير ومجاهد وغير واحد من السلف والخلف إنها أشر ذي الحجة. قال ابن كثير وهو صحيح. You see that? So 99%, 90% of ulama said that this Allah's to custom of the nights of Zul Hijjah is to show us, you must remember that, what is the first 10 days of Zul Hijjah. Now, yeah, there is one nice ishkal. Where is this verse in the noble Quran and so forth and so on? So always give reference also so people can check it up in their own leisure time and so forth. So you must remember Quran Kareem states, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. You see? So yeah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned it in chapter 89 and verses 1 and 2, Suratul Fajr, right? Chapter 89, verses 1 and 2. So yeah, we agree on this. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, agree. Understand that this is a nukta, very min lataifi tafsir. So you must remember, the greatest night in our Islamic calendar is Laylatul Qadr. You see, Quran says so. Laylatul Qadr khayru min al-fishar. So the greatest day is what? Is Arafat day. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Al-Hajju Arafah. And Arafah is 9th of Zulhijjah. So you must remember that. So when that is the case, you must remember Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, he mentioned the hadith and then he comments on it and says, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أُمُّ الْمَنَاسِكُ. And this hadith here, that Hajj is the day of Arafah. On the 9th in the afternoon, you are there in the plains of Arafah, the Maidan of Arafah, in the state of consecration, in the state of Ihram. So that is your Hajj. How many people, these Arabs, and these, they just wear Ihram in the morning and say today is Arafat day, right? Let's just example. So now today, now they'll wear the Ihram. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock, like that. So then Ihram. Next morning you see them, Tuesday they're out of Ihram. They say Hajj Khalas. Finish Hajj Khalas. You understood? So they also not right that mother. They just look for every loophole and shortcut and so forth. So less than 24 hours finish, they're out of the haram, everything, mother. Their Arafat is done, Muzdalifa is done, Mina is done, everything is done. You must remember this type of things. And they don't make, they make Ifrad hurt, you see. So what they say, we made this Arafat, we went to, so we read Zohar Asr, we made Dua, we went Muzdalifa, let we spend some time there. Maghrib Isha, then we went Mina, all that finished. We felt we cut away Hajj Khalas. Understood? So there's no slaughtering and that in Ifrad Hajj. So it's mustahab, nothing. So like that, it is shortcut, everything. They say, yeah, it's other things we'll do. Or we make tawkil. That other person will pelt for us. Finish all shortcut business. So we must get away from that mentality, you see. So that now the jewel here, we have to say, Allah says, وَلَيَالٍ Ashar. But Arafat is during the day. So why did Allah Ta'ala say, وَلَيَالٍ Ashar? See, I told you just now, today in South Africa is 27th Zulqa'dah. So what will be tonight? I'm asking you, Mawzaid.
Tonight will be the 28th.
Tonight will be 28th. Mm. And in Makkah, Medina, tonight will be the 29th. Mm. Right. We agree on that, right? See. But Allah Jalla Wala in His infinite grace and mercy, because Arafah is A'zamu Yawmin Fil Sana, you must remember that, the most majestic day in the whole Islamic calendar. So that night, a person, nowadays it can happen, but it's not really, you understand, unless a person is real, very naive. But in those days it could happen, and it happened also. People came from Yemen, people came from Syria, people came from Palestine, people. They came Iraq, the Iran, wherever, walking, donkey, horse, camel, this, that. And by the time he reached Arafah, it's already sunset. Hmm. So if you're going to apply the normal law, you're going to apply the normal law. You don't understand? So after sunset, today is Arafat. So now you're going to apply the normal law. And then you say that after sunset is already what? What night you will say? The night of?
It will be the Laylatul Eid.
So Laylatul Eid, so it means you will say the night of the 10th.
Gee.
But for the Hajis, Allah Jalla Wala made extension. He said that if you come to Arafat that afternoon and you made your Hajj there, so your first Hajj will be done. You got lost, you got this, you don't know where it is. No signs in all that those days. Till today, there's no proper signage in Muzdalifah. I sent a letter to them, I gave it to them, they shook my hand. And they say, the khidmatul hujjah sharafun lana. You go and ask the haji today, that when you slept in Muzdalifah, are you sure you slept in Muzdalifah? Half the hajis will tell you, we're not sure. Because these idiots, these Najdis and Wahhabis and Saudi haramis, they'll say they spend billions, but they can't put proper boards. Arafat, they got proper boards. But Muzdalifah, they haven't got proper boards. They got board days all faded and insufficient. But Quran says you must go there, فَإِذَا أَفَدْتُمْ مِنْ أَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ الْمَشْرَفَةِ. That is today. That people are not sure whether they're in Muzdalifah or not. So now when people got lost, and so now the person pitched up that the day of Arafat is finished now, but he came after Maghrib, he came after Isha time. So his wukuf Arafat is done. Hmm. You see the mercy of Allah. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. So to show, O Hujjaj, like see, fasting for me and you is sunnah. We are ghair Hujjaj on the day of Arafah. Inni ahtasibu ala Allah ay yukaffira sanata allati qablaha wa allati ba'da. 2 years sins are forgiven. Bulughul Maram, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, all the famous hadith kitab. But for the haji themselves to fast is not permissible, makruh. You understand? Not permissible, don't mean haram, it means makruh. فَشَرِبَ لَبَنًا مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ and his naqa mubarakah drink the milk. So everybody should know. You must have a lot of input, food, liquid and all, especially like now. This year Hajj, your degrees will be sitting at 45, 50 degrees. You know, it will be one of the hottest Hajj. It's a whole cycle that went through. You must remember that. So cut long story short, we made Hajj in what summer? 88, 89, 90 and all that. You must remember that. And you come to know that what people just collapse, man. You must remember that. The heat 50 degrees. So the point I'm making here is this. So it is to show for you, Haji, that even if for some reason, unforeseen circumstances, you arrive there, so you must remember in Arafat at night, so your Hajj is still done, you're in Ihram and all that. You see that? So you should remember that. And then last one, Hadith in Tirmidhi, the first 10 nights and so forth. Siyam, Wahaka, Siyam, Isanatin. You keep fast on the first, second, third, fourth, all that. Is receive the reward of what? 1 year's fasting. وَقِيَامْ وَهَا كَقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And you make qiyam, you must remember, that is, you make ibadat at night, is like making ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. And Rawahu Tirmidhi, and is Musnad Ahmad's hadith also. So we should be the one that we should be reading a lot of tasbih and so forth and so on. You say, said, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. So that is the command of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Master alayhi salatu salam told the Sahaba, that what must you do? You see, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهَلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. It's sahih hadith, remember, in Musnad Ahmad and so forth. So Allah give us tawfiq that we practice on it. Barakallah, assalamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib. From us in the team, we say Jazakumullah khairah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.